League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm a mess. I do my makeup in the car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit, I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice cause I make you think I'm not. You say you know me.
Welcome back to part two of our interview with Lauren from Cook Like a Mother.
Okay.
We're all, yeah.
So I want to know more about like your, what your process is. Like how often are you posting? Are you posting recipes that you like go out of your way to try and find or things that you already have in your arsenal that you make? Like how, what's the whole process look like for you?
So it's gone through phases because obviously right when you're coming out the gate, you have like everything that you've ever made for your family just ready to go, locked and loaded. And then you get through all of that and you go, oh, what do I do? Do I just start reusing? Like, do I reshoot what I've already done? So then I went into a phase. So my first phase was getting all of my own stuff out there. Then I started getting inspiration from other people, cooking it and realizing, ooh, it's really missing this, this, and this. And so I would completely revamp the recipe and, you know, edit, make it my own, put that out there. And then I got to the point where I was like, no, I just need to give credit to people because this is a damn good recipe. And yeah. I'm just going to say exactly who I got it from. I'm going to review it, tell people where they can go, you know, the original content creator. So that person can get, you know, props. And then, and then it kind of mixes because now I can reuse the stuff that I was making 2 years ago. And there's all these new people that they're not going to take the time to go scrolling, you know, through my feed. So it's literally inspiration stuff I've been making for, years and years for my own family. Also I've kind of incorporated things as I've evolved, like as my life has changed, I've also pulled in other things. Like I do a crumble cookie review every single Monday because that's when the new flavors come out. And I was finding myself going to Crumble on Monday anyway, every single Monday. And so I was like, why don't I actually like start reviewing these cookies?
Yeah.
Because I'm passionate about these dang cookies. And so like kind of food reviews kind of started getting folded into it and the content kind of morphs, but it usually is always has something to do with food. And what's so great about my niche is that, you know, whether I'm dieting or whether I'm doing food reviews or whether I'm going out to eat or whether I'm going to a hotel, food is such a main focus around so much of life and so many people because everybody has to eat to live. So it's what's so great about my niche, which is the opposite of what I tell people. I tell people to get really narrowed down. Like food is a really big niche. Like, so then I would say, okay, if you're a baker, focus on baking, or if you're gluten-free, focus on gluten-free baking, or it's better to keep, you know, narrowing it down because the best thing to do is to find your people. And the quicker you find your people is by really narrowing down what you talk about. Cause there's so many people looking for exactly what you have to offer. Even if it was like, oh my gosh, Wendy, you said, Billy Ray Cyrus, I cannot. Oh my God. About his bad biolage.
Honey, that hair, I was like.
Just an account on bad biolage. Bad biolage account would literally blow up. So girls would know. I'm going to show my hairdresser. This is not what I want my biolage. Or however you say it. You know.
Balayage.
To come out like balayage.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm not French.
Well played.
You were like, I don't say niche. I don't say balayage.
Balayage.
No, that's funny that you say that because I tell Spencer, or I've told her before, in my mind, I have so many ideas of Instagram accounts that I'd want to do. And I'm talking the craziest stuff, I'll tell you offline, that are the best ideas and they're so specific to certain things. I don't have the time. Like the whole Be Real thing and like all these other apps. I'm like, we are max capacity with accounts, social media, like all of that. But you're right. If you can find something, I remember years ago, there was an account and it was just someone's feet in the airport. That's all it was. It was literally a feed and this guy took a picture like a, going down and it was all the airport carpets. And I think it was called like airport carpet or something like that. His account was so aesthetic.
Wait, is he barefoot?
No, he had on like shoes. But it was literally but yeah, and it was like a very aesthetically pleasing account and he had so many followers. And I don't know if he's still around, but I mean,
it's so funny.
What are the odds? Think about
what are the odds? Like, come on.
Right. Well, I think about like back in the day when we used to travel and we didn't have like stuff really to worry about, you know. We had to have a blog. Do you remember our little jankety blogs we had to have? I ain't no blogger. A blogger, oh, yeah. I ain't, because I'm like run on sentences.
I think I had one.
We all did.
Yes.
And that was
when I
had one. Twitter was new, you know? And so we were on Twitter and trying to do all of that. And it's funny because an account like what we could have done back then, you know, I mean, 15 years ago, that could have been really good, but it just wasn't a thing. And now everybody now is like on social media. Everybody wants to be an influencer. Everybody wants to show makeup. Everybody. But exactly what you're saying, there is room for everyone on social media, but you're just not going to see the growth like that because there's so many of you doing the same thing that you have to just get it so small that, like you said, someone's looking for what you have. Obviously, you have 800,000 people looking for what you have. You know, it's just finding what it is. I mean, we are the best podcasters out there.
Like, obviously.
Why have we not hit that 1 million mark? We're close. We're at like, what, 48,000? So we're almost there, but I mean, we got a ways to go, but
I feel it. This year's our year.
We're inching towards the finish line.
It's coming.
You know, this is so legit though. I'm like, I can see this process. It is very legitimate.
Oh, thanks girl.
Look at this sound box thing. We got the microphones, the headphones, we got the sign.
This is very legitimate.
We try to do the best. You know, we do not cheap out on stuff, but we get a lot of flack for not following through sometimes. You know, we have a lot of love to give and not a lot of time to do it in. You know what I mean? We're like, dang.
Ask two ADD girls to run a business, see how it goes.
You guys are doing so. I love what you're doing.
You're doing so great, sweetie.
You're doing
thanks,
great.
Mom.
Come on. No, you guys, I'm sorry, but everybody, you guys have probably already talked about this 1,000 times over, but everybody thinks they can have a podcast. Am I right?
I'm telling you,
you're right.
Yeah, we are still connected at the brain because we have talked about this. So we've been around for 3 years now, a little bit over. And one of the first episodes that we had said, like, this is going to be the next thing. People are going to start podcasts. And since then, we've had the conversation multiple times on and off air. Just because you can talk does not mean you should have a podcast. Like, and I'm sure some people are rolling their eyes right now at us because they're like, oh, well, you're one of those. Take your own advice. Well, you know what, Susan, or whoever you are.
No, you've been doing it for how long?
Three years.
Okay.
And when you look at the metrics, I mean, not to like toot our own horn here, but when you look at the metrics, we're in the top 1% of podcasts. So that tells you how many podcasts are out there that aren't good.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, no, you're right. And I don't look at like all, she knows a lot more about like the back end stuff on that. But yeah, I mean, it is something to be proud of. We get our like reports and we had a great one this year and it is really cool to see all of the time. Yes, girl, pour that wine.
There was no ASMR.
Darn,
with this
I was waiting for it. But it is nice to see because it is a lot of work that goes into it. And I think people think you literally pick up your phone and you start recording, right? And you just start talking. And it's a lot harder. I mean, we've had to, oh my God, we've changed a lot of stuff in 3 years. I mean, we've had to tweak things. We've changed the format of the show. We've rebranded a couple times, which also in our non-box the other day, someone said we should rebrand again.
Why?
I don't know, but I didn't even give that a breath of light.
Well, I'm kind of curious.
Can you guys hear the background noise over here? I'm sorry.
No. Maggie said no, you're good.
Yeah, Maggie answered.
All right. My kid didn't get the memo that I'm literally on a podcast, like a very almost million follower podcast.
Top 1%. Like, yeah.
Top 1%. Hello? Hold on. I'm going to tell him. Brennan, can you stop that? I'm on a podcast. I'm taping a podcast. It's a very big deal. Please stop doing that.
I'm done.
I'll let you know when you can resume. That's the problem I'm having, like a really good kid who's just going to go into the dishwasher on his own without anybody telling
him
to.
Oh, wow. You're like, so Brennan, can you stop breathing for a minute? I'm on a podcast. Like, I need you to stop.
He's going to do chores.
My big break. I need you to stop.
Okay. Right. This is it. This is it. We have a lot.
Or not.
I love that he's doing the dishwasher.
Right.
Like, oh my God, you're bragging right now.
No, I'm really not. I'm not. It's like when I was singing. It's like when I was singing to you in the car.
God, I wish.
Lauren, wow, you have a good voice.
Well, oh, you
your
just
kids
like
are so good.
No, but you. She did. She was like, you were in it. You were feeling it. I don't know if you were like pulling the wool over our eyes or whatnot, but you were.
I
feeling
hate
it.
Myself.
So what? No, don't.
I was being so annoying.
No, it was so good. Annoying. We were like, Lauren. Oh my God, you are in a band.
So what I'm hearing is that Lauren and I need to get together and we'll sing karaoke together one
yes,
night.
Yes, yes.
We'll y'all blow the socks off the place.
Please, guys.
You need to plan a trip to North Carolina is what you need to do.
Yeah, where do you live?
You still in Indy?
Carmel, yeah. Carmel, Indiana. It's right, you know, outside of Indianapolis.
I love that you live in Carmel and you're a food account. Although I say caramel. Is caramel and caramel the same thing?
No, because caramel is spelled C-A-R-M-E-L.
Well, I know besides the spelling, but I don't know if there was like an actual difference. Like, do people call caramel caramel?
I mean, the actual candy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, caramel. People call it caramel.
Yeah, caramel. I would say caramel.
Okay, but I say caramel. Is that the same thing as caramel?
Yes. When we're talking about the food, the candy, But people say that both ways.
Okay.
And I don't know what's right. Caramel or caramel. It's definitely regional because I feel like I grew up in Michigan. I grew up in Grand Rapids. And then I moved to New York. I lived there for 10 years before coming down here. And I'm like, I can't remember how I used to say it growing up. Now I say caramel, but I don't think I did growing up. I think I said caramel. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that's a Midwest thing.
Maybe.
Werther's original. What are they called?
Werther.
Yeah.
You moron.
Hello. Drink some more wine. Wait, have another one.
don't have to tell me twice. Okay.
Cheers. Cheers. Listen, please. Last night we got real crazy at our Christmas party. I can't even think about wine right now. I had so much Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, you were drinking wine?
White wine?
Yeah.
I drank whatever kind of cider I was literally pounding. Put me on my
party.
Ass.
Swiping up?
Yeah, girl.
Swiping up Christmas party?
Yeah, girl.
Who all went?
We did. Do you follow influencers or not really?
Yeah. No, well, I'm like I don't know. Are you familiar with the Enneagram?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm a 3 and that's like a worker. Like, you
I think
know,
that's what
you,
we are.
We're threes.
We took like an abbreviated version and we both came back as 3s.
Yep.
Okay, so you love to make a list and cross the list off.
Yeah.
Like, you love to feel accomplishment. Mm-hmm. That's what gets us going, and that's what makes us feel like we have value is accomplishing things.
Yes.
So, wait, what were we saying?
Wait, you asked who came to our party, and she said, well, do you follow influencers?
And then you asked me about Enneagrams. Wow, I love this.
Oh, you got me back on track.
Okay.
Oh, God. I'm not helping you get to the million. I am so sorry.
I told Spencer she was going to love you because I knew.
So sorry.
And things never change.
So sorry. Okay, so you said the party. Okay. And then do you follow influencers? Okay. So when I get online, I'm working. Like, okay. It's really rare for me to scroll.
It came full circle.
Really? Okay. I got it. Thank you. Thank you. You like. Circuit, we're back on. Okay. It's really rare for me to enjoy social media.
Yeah.
I get on to work, or if I am watching people's reels, it's to save audio. It's to watch stuff and go, ooh, that audio moved me, or ooh, I really like that sound. The only time I will sit on social media is when I do my runs. and I have to get distracted, then I'll watch stories.
Okay.
And I'll just let them roll. And that's how I stay distracted. But otherwise, when I get on social media, it's to work. And I know a lot of people aren't wired like that.
Yeah.
But for me, I like literally, if I sit on social media too long, I almost start gagging at myself and I want to throw my phone across the room.
All right. I like it.
Yeah.
We'll send you a few names of people that like we do think are worthy of your attention.
Yes.
Because, yeah, there was a few influencers that came, but honestly, it was just a lot of local listeners and supporters of the show, which was awesome. So it was fun.
Oh, you mean at the Christmas party?
At the Christmas party.
Circus, back in.
Okay.
Back to the party.
I'm back in, guys.
So we did.
I'm the Cabernet Sauvignon, but now I'm back.
Yeah, so everybody brought toys for tots. We had like a mountain of toys under the Christmas tree.
It was cool.
Was amazing.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
It was a lot of fun. So we do live, well, we're going to be doing some live shows, and you're going to have to come to one, obviously. You're going to have to put your travel pants back on. We got to plan it.
I'm ready. Oh, okay. Ladies. I'm ready. You know,
she's coming.
Wherever. I'm a three. I'll help you plan it.
Excellent. We'll add her to the manager squad.
Right. We have two friends that keep us on track because...
Just call me Tom.
Oh, my God. Or our... You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, God.
Well, we have some stories offline. I mean, those truly were, like, the best days. Really.
How long were you guys working together?
They were special. It was, like, 8 months for
February.
The tour.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They blew a lot of our budget. You remember our tour ended real abruptly? Do you remember this? They blew.
It was very abrupt.
It was. They were like, we don't know. But they had this budget. And originally, we hired girls at local markets to work with us. Like, we were the main, we had to wear our little walkie-talkies. And we had girls in our booths. And then we could kind of be free to do other stuff. That's when we started doing, like, the autograph signings and stuff with the drivers. And then... we stopped doing that, remember? And then it was just us to do everything. Do you remember setting up and breaking down our booths and waiting on the golf cart to pick us up? Ooh,
oh my God.
I would be hot if I was last. I was like, I was last. Look, where's the it?
My so tongue would be double the size from all the talking I did. I'm an introvert. And so for me, that was a lot. You know, all the talking to strangers. I hate small talk.
Me so too. That would be
my tongue exhausting. Doubled in size, you guys.
Yeah.
We would go to Olive Garden. Do you remember Olive Garden? I think Jamie is the one who turned me on to their chicken marsala.
Oh, no.
Maybe it was you. I don't know. Whoever was like, you got to get chicken marsala. I was like, I don't like last year.
Yeah.
And they were like, just get it. And it changed my whole world.
Did it.
That's when I decided I wanted to cook. Was at Olive Garden.
Thank you, Jamie. Jamie's going to listen to this. So
okay, so I have a great Olive Garden story. So I'm Italian, right? Saying you love Olive Garden is like blasphemy.
But their breadsticks, though, oh my God, I will lick my fingers.
The breadsticks and the salad, done. Like, done. They're delicious. I want to go and get only that. Except, so my girlfriend was getting married, and her wedding dress place was in Long Island, so I did several trips out to Long Island with her, and there was an Olive Garden right by the place, and she always wanted to stop. I was like, okay, fine. We stopped twice, and both times I only ate salad and breadsticks, and I had to run to the bathroom before we even left the place because the salad was already on its way out.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Laxative.
Yeah. Like,
a laxative. Up on that lettuce or something.
Twice, like months apart. I don't know. But anyways, so my friend... his family is Italian, like off the boat. And somehow they found themselves at an Olive Garden. And I think grandmother ordered her pasta and she ordered it al dente. And the server came back and said, I'm so sorry, but we're all out of the al dente. They were so confused.
What is al dente?
Al dente is...
like a brand?
No,
it's okay. I'm also not Italian.
It's okay. She loves Olive Garden. No, al dente is like the way the pasta is cooked. So when you like slightly undercook pasta, so it's still like firm.
So if it's done, it's al dente.
It's al dente. Yes.
So this is al dente.
It's the only way to eat pasta. Yeah. It's the only way to eat pasta.
Okay. You have to eat it al dente.
I've accidentally done al dente before and I'm not mad about it.
No, that is the way to have it. So yeah, so they came back.
I had no idea.
We're so sorry. We're all out of the al dente, and the whole table was like, "Get us the fuck out of here."
We love an Olive Garden, honey. Olive Garden is it.
I don't judge.
If you haven't finished your holiday shopping yet, don't panic. We've got a secret source for incredible original gifts, and that's Uncommon Goods. Uncommongoods.com has the absolute best gifts for everyone in your life. We're talking moms, dads, teens, in-laws, besties, your one and only. And we've talked about it for the past few weeks, but people are really looking for those unique, special gifts, especially this year more than ever. No one just wants something that everyone has. Uncommon Goods has all the creative gifts. They're often handmade by independent artists and makers. So skip the gifts that scream last minute and find something truly original at uncommongoods.com. So some of the best gifts, especially for White Elephant, we talked about a few of them last week, but like the whiskey glasses, like such a classic, like great gift that can last you for years. Mm-hmm. Their jewelry is really nice because it's unique. It's handcrafted. I love like funky stuff like that. And I love jewelry anyway. So that's awesome. And Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade in the US. They've got the most meaningful and out of the ordinary gifts anywhere. From art to jewelry, kitchen, home, and bar. Like how cute would it be to stock up like a little bar and get like a nice bottle of like wine or whiskey, pair it with like something from their site, whether it's like a fancy glass or like the kits that they have. That is so cute. And what better time to do that than now at Christmas, 'tis the season, you know?
And those are the kind of things that people might, well, not might, that people do want, yeah, but don't want to buy for themselves.
Yeah, no. And it's a great gift that, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go out and buy myself a new like shaker and stuff, but if you want to give me one, which you have before.
I have.
I still have that. You know, it's like, what a great gift. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/swipingup. That's uncommongoods.com/swipingup for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We are out of the ordinary.
You know what my first viral video was, you know?
What?
You know what I named it?
What?
Better Than Olive Garden's Fettuccine Alfredo.
Ooh.
Literally. That's what it was. That was the title.
Nice.
And you want to know, I got blasted. Here's how you go viral, you guys. There's a little secret.
Oh, yeah.
There's people controversial. Like, name your video controversial, like Better Than Olive Garden. You want to know how many comments? It was like almost Box took over. They were like, setting the bar kind of low, aren't you? Like, a thousand times over.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, Better Than Olive Garden, but it's, like, shut up. You know that sauce is good. Shut up. You know that Alfredo is good. Do not act like it's not. You are not better than the Alfredo at the Olive Garden. I don't care who you are. I don't care. You can be Giada De Laurentiis, and your ass will sit there and eat that Alfredo and lick your plate. You will.
Your plate.
Wait.
What?
You'll lick that plate at Olive Garden. I don't care.
This might be the first fight you and I will ever have.
Who, me and you?
Yeah.
Why? What did I do?
You just said you love Giada.
I love her cooking, and I like watching her show.
Shoot. Oh, gosh. I got to sit.
What?
Why?
Okay, Giada.
She's not really Italian. Is that what you're going to say? You're going to blast her for that?
No, what? I'm sure she is Italian.
Oh, born in Rome.
Well, I didn't know.
Born in Rome, you guys.
Okay, but I didn't know if you were going to be like, she's not really Italian because her food. But why don't you like her? What's your beef?
Okay, first of all, she's a homewrecking whore, allegedly.
What?
I can't be sued for this.
Wait, what?
Yes, everybody.
Allegedly,
everybody in the Food Network world knows that she is a hussy and that she is conniving and that she's not actually a good cook and she looks like a walking human lollipop. That's just my own input.
Okay, well, I...
Oh, she had an opinion, Wendy. She had an opinion.
Okay, listen, I'm solely basing this on her show, and I like her show and her
cooking. I can't watch her show because I hate the way she speaks with her Cheshire Cat smile. I don't like anything about it.
Okay, well, never mind then.
She's a hot button.
I hate her.
I don't have a lot of hot button things. But Giada is a hot take for me. It's all alleged, though.
Well, I heard Rachel Ray was a real bitch, so...
I did hear that, and that makes me kind of sad if that's true.
I just don't like the whole pronunciation. Can we just cancel that? Like,
yeah.
I don't care if you were born in Rome, but when you're like,
right, she talks totally normal
and then says certain words. She's like, the mozzarella.
Yeah.
You literally did not. We didn't
do that.
No. Agreed. I do not like that either. I'm like, I don't like stop. That. They're like, hey, you want, we got these new margaritas, a margarita. Like, don't be changing it. Like, don't act like that. Don't act like you're better when you say certain words.
Spaghetti.
A Romiano, Parmigiano, or however she says it. Yeah, that is aggravating.
Yeah, all of that. I actually think it's really, really below the belt, and I don't appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't know. From the moment I saw her, I hated her, and there's like nothing I can do about that. That's just,
you know what? I've actually tried to say, like, it's weird that you say that, you know, because you have like a knee jerk thing with people. And that's even with TV personalities, you have a knee jerk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've always tried to convince myself that I want to enjoy her. And I'm more of like a Paula Deen person.
Yeah.
Like, and I realized, girl, just no, stop trying so hard to like.
There's something so disingenuous about her. You. I just
it
can't.
Is. You know what? That's right. And the fake smiling, you know, I see what you mean. Now,
I guess it's just not that serious for me. I mean,
let me tell you the last time I watched a Food Network show. I can't tell you.
Oh,
like,
I don't
watch Food Network. So why I feel so impassioned.
I live on it.
Well, you have to, because you got to stay up in the trends, honey. You got to cook like a mother. But I do love watching food. I love watching people cook. Also, you know what sucks me in is cookie decorating videos. I could watch those for hours.
Yes, I just caught myself watching one the other day, listening to an audio. It was so beautiful.
There's one.
The way.
Mm-hmm. And then they like tap it a little bit and it like spreads and then they just, oh my God, I could watch all the time.
A little, yes.
Yeah. There's one cookie
gets
video.
My oven going.
It's a cookie account on TikTok and I wish I could remember the name now. Maybe you know which one I'm talking about, but it's, so all her videos are her responding to hate comments. People troll her so hard about her cookies, and that's all her cookies are her giving these like, or her videos are her decorating cookies while giving clapbacks.
Oh, I love
it. She's equally aggressive back. It's hysterical.
Okay. That is good.
Okay, guys. Let's ask the question then. What is appropriate? Because I'm trying to, you know, decipher myself. Because everybody gets hate. We all have it.
Uh-huh.
You put yourself out there at all, you get hate.
Right.
Is the answer to turn the other cheek and be, you know, the bigger person? Or is it to, like you said, clap back and show, like, you're not going to come up in here in my space.
Right.
And try and clown me. Like, what is it? Is
it balance? Situational,
I
think.
Yeah. I don't think there is a right answer. No. I think you have to pick and choose your battles.
Yeah.
And you also have to say, like, what are they actually criticizing? Are they criticizing something that like I like where it actually cuts me and is like hurting me, or are they criticizing the minutiae or shit that doesn't really matter? And then that stuff you ignore, and you get to, I mean, you can tell when somebody are trolling you just for the sake of trolling you, or when they're saying something that is actually like they're trying to cut you.
And also like, there's certain things that you want to die really quickly. So if it's like, it's a situational thing. If there's stuff that's just funny and it's like, okay, like that's dumb. Like the review that we were talking about before, like that kind of stuff, we don't get bothered by that anymore. But if there's something that you want to die really quickly, you have to ignore it. You cannot acknowledge it. You just got to roll on with it. But
my favorite 1-star review we got was talking about how my husband is a pedophile.
Oh, yeah.
Because in,
oh, ow.
Right. What? Because, I was 16 and he was whatever she said. I think she said he was like 24 when we started dating. First of all, I was 21 and he was 25 and we didn't facts. And we never said that in
4 years.
Yeah. Pedophile. And it was never like part of the conversation that we had. It was so fucking funny. So like, of course, so that I got on stories and I was like, pop off, sis, like say whatever you want to say. Like, I think it depends. And I think like, if you are going to respond to haters, you have to do it with humor or don't do it at all.
Agreed.
Good point.
Because if you're just going if you're going to respond with like anything other than humor or in a way that's going to cut them down.
Yeah.
Then it's just fuel to the fire.
Yes. So. And they want to get a rise out of you.
Smaller, right? Right.
Yeah.
Because that's...
So it's a way of taking the higher road, but also not backing down.
Yeah. Because people, like anybody that's going to take time out of their day to leave a negative comment or a negative review or whatever, they're seeking a reaction, right? Like, they're not just doing it for the sake of getting it off their chest.
No.
They're doing it because right. they want a reaction. They either want other people to see it and agree with them. They want a reaction from the person yeah. that they're trolling. So, like, there, you have to pick and choose when you're going to react. And when you are going to react, it you have to make them regret
yeah.
it.
And like you said, you got to use humor. Like, we always, if people say stuff about us, we're like, okay, well, obviously the high road is the funny road. So just do it that way. But, I mean, there's a lot of crap that we ignore or that we just totally delete and don't even acknowledge. Well, now my kid's in here. Go.
Fisher? Thank Fisher, you. Have you had that Santa beard on the whole time? No. Okay. You're silly. Say hi. Say hi in the camera.
I knew your mom before you did.
Her name's Lauren. All right. Go do the dishwasher. Go start the dishwasher.
Make yourself useful.
You're right. Have you the type of kid that like pours detergent in it and it's like bubble? I'm like, just don't oh, do anything.
God, the bubble dishwasher.
God, yes, I've done that before.
Well, my kid's 18, so you know.
Fisher thinks he is.
He is. He's 4 going on 18.
Yeah, he is.
What's your favorite like genre of recipes that you like to create?
Well, my favorite to create are like family meals that I can then like incorporate in a weekly rotation to take stress out of my life. But if you look on, you know how we train our algorithms to feed us whatever we keep watching? And sorry, can you hear that? Interestingly enough, it's baking that I'm drawn most too, because I want to be visually like we eat with our eyes first, and cinnamon rolls are what is in my feed the most because I just sit there and stare at like the gooey center.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
Like an experience,
salivating a little bit.
Like, so sweet baked goods are the only thing that could like grab my attention like online. But what I want more than anything are home-cooked meals that I can make for the family. So I can, you know, just get them in the rotation and not have to think about what I'm making that week.
That's cool. Are your kids good eaters, though, or are they picky?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Good eaters. You know, everybody, each one has their own, like, little thing, you know. Like, sure. One won't eat marinara, you know.
Right.
So we do butter noodles on Italian night, you know, like, little things like that. But for the most part, yeah, I kind of okay job on forcing them to eat whatever I made.
That's what we do with Fisher. My niece and nephew, though, are the pickiest eaters ever. And if there's pepper or like basil in pizza sauce, whatever it is, it can be the tiniest. She's like, I don't like that. I'm like, it's spice. She's like, I don't like spice. I'm like, okay. But like Fisher, no, not really. My brother will not listen to this.
So you start some family drama. Christmas is going to be awkward.
It's going to be awkward at their house too. But like Fisher will eat literally anything. I'm talking mushroom, a blue cheese. I don't know why I'm Italian now, but.
okay, Giada.
Giada. But I'm pretty picky when it comes to that kind of stuff. But Fisher loves all of it. And it makes life so much easier. I mean, you know, feeding kids, especially 4 of them, it's like. I can't even imagine.
That's how it was in our house growing up, though. Like, what my, outside of my brother. My brother is autistic, and so he obviously had, like, very specific food needs.
Yeah.
But I didn't get my, it was like they were already having to cook specifically for him, so I didn't get a choice. I ate whatever the fuck they put in front of me. And so, like, I have a very, like, eclectic palate. Mm-hmm. I like a lot of weird stuff. Like, as a kid, I loved seafood. I loved pate and like weird shit. But it was stuff that my mom would eat, my dad would eat. So I ate it. Tyler got his Totino's pepperoni pizza, yes, but you had to make it with the pepperoni on and then pick the pepperonis off before you gave it to him. He wanted the au jus of the pepperoni.
Oh, oui, oui.
So
the au jus.
The au jus.
I love that.
He ate that.
I had that for lunch today, by the way. A little hangover snack. Little Tostino's. Nice.
He ate that. He ate Lender's frozen onion bagels. Had to be onion. Had to be frozen. You couldn't do another kind of bagel.
Me and your brother could literally eat a meal together.
Literally.
Or like five.
Plain cream cheese. Had to have like the right amount of like schmear though, or he would just walk up, look at it, and walk away. Kraft mac and cheese, but they had to be the wheels.
Okay.
And, you know, again, the right amount of like, you know, cheesy sauce. Uh-huh. Or he would look up into the pot and then he would walk away. And I remember the day that they discontinued the wheels macaroni and cheese, and my mom dropped to her knees in the grocery store hysterically sobbing. Yeah. It was like
that was like one of the only things
one less thing that she could get him to eat.
Gotta buy him up. Okay. Ooh. So let's do some hot takes for you. Ooh. Do you like Hamburger Helper, like the regular cheeseburger?
No.
Oh my god, it's so good.
I've never had it.
What? Oh, Hamburger Helper.
Again,
so good.
One day in school, they asked what our favorite foods were, and I said Hamburger Helper, and my mom was so pissed because she's like, you've never fucking eaten Hamburger Helper.
Love it.
Not in my house.
You're like, I love the commercial.
Right.
I just want to be like the other kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Velveeta shells and cheese.
No.
Damn, you can't eat at my house.
I mean, but I like Kraft mac and cheese.
My mom is like that. My mom only likes the elbows. I'm going to do them al dente, though, next time.
Kraft mac and cheese. I like, oh, yeah.
Sorry, I will take, this is a hill I will die on. I will take a good Kraft mac and cheese over somebody's homemade mac and cheese anytime.
Don't be doctoring it up. There is no need.
Separated. Yeah. You know it's all separated, and when they bake it off, you know it.
Yep. It is not for me. I will take the Kraft.
I agree.
I do prefer the spirals. I'm a spirals gal, but yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've never tried that.
Oh, it's delicious.
If you're feeling real spicy, get you a jalapeno and cut it up and put it in your macaroni.
Oh, I'm not that fancy, guys. Come on.
Listen.
I'm not either. That's a lot of effort.
So it's chopping a jalapeno and dumping it in the pot.
But let me tell you, if I'm eating Kraft mac and cheese, it's because I want zero effort. You're pressed for time
a
little bit?
That's a lot of effort. That, if I'm at a Kraft mac and cheese level.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, we bougie it up in this house, girl. Okay, what about pink hot dogs? You know, like the pink hot dogs or the regular brown?
Wait, what?
Okay, so in the South, they have red hot dogs and brown hot dogs. And when I say red, she says pink, but they are lipstick red.
They are red. I mean, like, they're technically red.
The weenie of a dog.
I need a brand name.
Jesse Jones is like what I was raised on, but they have that one. They have Bright Leaf.
We don't have that.
Yeah, in the Midwest, we don't.
How about I tell you my favorite hot dog?
Okay. Nathan's.
Hebrew National.
Oh,
love a Hebrew National.
Hebrew National hasn't hired me, but I will say it. It's the best hot dog.
But Nathan's gets a strong vote, people. Right?
You know, it's the all beef, you guys. It's the all beef for me.
Yeah.
It's all really the all beef weenie for me.
My vote.
Yeah.
the extra long. Oh wait. Okay. No, we're moving on.
Extra long buns.
Wait, that reminds me. When I said there was three things I remember about you, the slide was one. I got to tell you about the slide. When
I know you're not bringing up the slide. We can't talk about that here.
I said we're not going to talk about it here. We're going to tell her after. She want to know about the slide.
Oh God.
I just couldn't even believe Lauren with her slide. But the extra long weenie reminded me of that. Do the math. What are some other like name or like store bought easy stuff?
I don't know. How are you a ramen
Bob
girly?
Evans?
Ooh, the mashed potatoes.
Heck, I love ramen. Okay, we went two directions. Bob Evans mashed potatoes are the best you can buy.
Yeah, that's what we had at Thanksgiving.
Mashed potatoes. Oh yeah, boom. And I love ramen, but not the cup of ramen, the block.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what
I'm saying?
Yep. Do you just
those cheaper blocks?
Mm-hmm. And do you make it brothy, or do you do it like you cook the noodles, dump the broth, and then add the powder, the sauce? Seasoning?
I'm so glad you asked this question.
It's critical. Okay, it really tells a lot about who you are.
I'm going to help you so much. Everyone's listening.
Okay.
So you make it per package instructions. Okay. And you add the
packet
or, you know, the chicken bouillon packet or whatever. Uh-huh. Do the thing. Okay. And, but no, excuse me. I got that wrong. You cook the noodles in the hot water. You then take the noodles out of the hot water and put it in a bowl. Add a little bit of cold water from like your fridge or whatever, your faucet. Then add the packet and then you can eat it right away.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Okay. So the noodles are cooked. The water is cold, but the noodles are so dang hot still that it warms up the cold water. And you can still mix in the taste and you can eat it immediately instead of literally burning your mouth off, which I would always do mm-hmm. when I was younger because I would be so ready to eat those yes. noodles. They're so good.
So oh my good.
Gosh, they're so good. You just want to start eating them. So if you just strain the liquid and put it in cold liquid and add the packet, the taste packet to that bowl, you can eat it immediately and everything comes together perfectly.
I love that. That's smart. That is actually. Very smart. Cause I usually sit there and
you know what? I probably should make a reel.
You should absolutely. Reel, yeah.
You get ready for the trolley comments because this is a very polarizing yes. topic with ramen.
People act like ramen is for poor people and it's not. Like love no, ramen.
It's for every palate.
Yeah,
it is. Mm. So until I started I getting ramen. Like really into like Korean food, I always ate ramen like with extra liquid, like more brothy, like a bowl of ramen. And I don't know if it's that or if it's like the TikTok Korean food thing influencing me. But now I like very rarely eat ramen with the broth.
Yeah.
I'll make like I'll cook the noodles. I'll save a little bit of the noodle water. And then in a separate skillet, I do like soy sauce, brown sugar, rice vinegar.
And you ain't going to add a jalapeno to scallions. Macaroni because you don't want to be that extra?
Yeah.
That's a whole ass scallions, process.
Sesame seeds, and make this like sauce and then put the noodles
oh,
in
dang,
with some
over.
Of the pasta sauce.
I want that right now. Oh
it
God.
Is the only way. And then I do an egg over the top. And it yeah. is now like oh the only God. Way I want to eat ramen now. Ooh. But I got it. You have to get the Samyang noodles from like H Mart or you can order them on Amazon. You would even like these. They are so spicy. They'll blast ooh. Your butthole out, but you would like them.
I would like that.
You know what? I like that sometimes.
Yeah.
I like it sometimes to clean it all out.
I want to feel just, it twice, you know? You know, tongue and butt.
Yes. Wait, yes.
But then the egg that you put on, I only do like.
Do you crack it in the pot though when it's boiling so you can chop it? Because that's how I do mine if I.
No. So I, well, first of all, there's two different types of hot Samyang noodles. And one I haven't even dared to try because I can't even use the full sauce packet for the other one because it's
that spicy.
So spicy. But when you put it in, I do, I do an egg like so that the yolk is still runny.
Oh, I can't do that.
But the runny yolk like cools down the heat from the noodles.
Oh, see, I can't do, so I like my eggs scrambled hard or fried hard. I don't want no runny.
No, I like a runny.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is the way to go. You got to try this.
For your steak.
What, you cut out?
Your phone was cutting out.
We got a lag.
How do you order your steak?
You oh, don't want to know.
Mooing.
Not me. I'm getting the hockey puck. I want the beef jerky on my plate. That steak no. starts off like this. It's like,
no. Brrr.
It. Mike hates it no. so bad. He's like, what no. is wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know.
No, I want
medium rare or nothing.
I want a like really good sear on either side because I want like crunchy
yeah.
seasoned outside. And then I want the inside to be cool and bloody. Yum. Mm-mm.
My dad used to eat it like that.
Running all over that plate.
Yeah.
Ew. Mm-hmm. Y'all are
I'm going to need that juice to season the rest of the food on my plate.
I literally cannot go back to Texas Roadhouse because they overcook their meat now.
Mike says that all the time too, and he always gets the ribeye. And he's like, why do they always freaking do this? Like, they screw it up every time. Freaking Texas Roadhouse, what are you doing?
I used to love Texas Roadhouse, but I don't want to drag them.
God, those rolls, though. Listen, we're not going to drag them because the rolls are worth it. But I agree. Their salads are good, too.
Do they do the...
Oh, the salad!
Are they the place with the yeast? Oh, we're...
Fisher has a skeleton in here now. See, Lauren? These are the days that are just flying by. Fisher, we're almost done.
Oh, Fisher, we're trying to hit a million.
He's Stop. Showing right. you its anal cavity. Oh, sorry, it's booty.
His booty. He's showing you a skeleton's booty. All right, Fisher.
Oh, hey. Fisher, we're trying to hit a million, okay?
Oh my God, Dad. Yeah, Fisher, we're trying to hit a million followers. That was
hilarious.
So funny, he says.
And just imagine, Lauren did that four times. Surprise.
What? You don't want any more? Wendy, you done? You cutting it?
Done. Shop's closed. I want to get my tube tied. I'm like, let's go. Take it. Take it out. Burn it.
Let me tell you something. It does get easier. Like, first one's so hard. Oh, my God. Mm. But then... In my opinion, it gets easier.
Yeah. Well, everything is the first. Everything is the last with one. And I think that's a very, like, you got to remember that. And so I know when I'm going through something, it's a lot easier for me to be like, well, this is it. Like, one time. And it's also, it sucks for, like, the sweet moments, you know, because you're like, all right, well, this is it.
Yeah.
But Fisher, honest to God, and people listening to this is no surprise that he just came in with a skeleton because he is truly, like, he never meets a stranger. He's top notch. He runs on 20 all the time, you know, and it's just boys. God, you have three boys and one girl, right? Is your girl the youngest?
No, second youngest.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, boys are just...
Your point.
No, you didn't. I'm just going to say boys are just a lot. There's just a lot to take in. You know, some days I'm tired just thinking about it.
But if you had asked me when he was a baby, if this is how he would be as a toddler... Or I don't know, what is four? Four is not really a toddler
Little
anymore.
Kid.
Yeah. I would never have guessed that this would be him because his little personality as a baby was so fucking funny. He was so stoic and serious and never cracked a smile.
Very
and like,
somber, I mean, like, judgy, just sat there and judged.
Yeah.
Just sat back.
So I never would have guessed that like he would be this jovial and happy and like wild.
Right, wild. Yeah, that's a good point. that's a great word to describe him.
But, like, wild in a good way. It's not a bad thing.
No.
He's just a kid being a kid.
Yes. No, I agree. And I don't want to crush his spirit, obviously, but there are some times that I'm like, buddy, sit down, you know? Girl, I ain't telling you nothing. You could probably give me some tips. Do I need to, like, tie him to the wall or duct tape his feet? Like, what do we do? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, y'all.
Yeah, here's my only parenting tip that really works. This is the only one I'm going to get.
Okay.
Because it really, really works. You guys, lean in. I told my kids, literally, that I was allergic to whining. And when they would start to do it, I would choke. And... they believed that I was seriously having an allergic reaction.
That's so brilliant.
They would immediately stop and thinking they were killing me. And I don't know if I totally messed them up, but it worked.
We laughed
so hard about it now. But the second it would start, like even if it was little, like I probably didn't even give them like that much room because I hate like whining and I'm not a kid person, so. It would be like the littlest sign of like whining. And I'd be like,
That's like, so fucking funny.
So intense. Yeah. And they'd stop whatever they were doing and look at me. And I'd be like,
Oh my God. Those acting skills really to use.
I'm dead.
That's like people that tell their kids when they lie, the little blue dot comes on their forehead. And you're like, that's fine. Well, your blue dot's showing, so keep going. And they're like,
I've never heard of that.
You haven't?
No, me neither.
Oh my God, yes. So you tell them.
That must be a southern thing.
I don't know. It's a don't be a lying bitch thing. It's like, if they start doing it, you're like, why do you have a dot on your head? And then you can tell when they're about to lie because they'll be like, And they'll cover their foreheads. It literally, I mean, it's a thing.
Dude. Yeah,
that's so, see, that is so like smart.
That. I had a client say that the tongue, her kid's tongue would do something. I forget what she said, maybe a line on it or something. And she's like, let me see your tongue. And if the kid was lying, after they've heard it for so long, they're like, mm-mm. And then they're like, okay, well, you're a liar. Yeah, girl. Gotta get creative.
They knew.
Unless you have a sociopathic kid that's just like, yeah, here.
Yeah. They're like, I know you're lying.
See, my mom would just stand and just scream bloody murder. And my brother and I would both just stop and look at her. And she'd be like, now that I have your attention. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, we thought you were going to have a meltdown. Like, of course we...
My kids thought I was dying, so I don't know what's worse.
Listen, don't be alarmed if I try that tonight.
No, you guys, I swear it works like a charm. And now we all laugh so hard about it. Like, they think it's the funniest thing, and they're like, we're going to do it to our kids. And I was like, well, it worked, didn't it? And they're like, it worked so well.
Wait,
and
so how did they find out that it was that it wasn't true? Like, did you just tell them one day, or did they just wisen up to it?
Yeah, like, I probably... probably that. I don't know exactly, but we all laughed so hard about it because I would use it so often. And like they knew exactly, like, I, you know, now we just laugh. I don't know. Exactly,
you should have really carried an EpiPen around in your purse and been like, listen, this thing is like $400. Don't make me use it.
Just get a white Bic and write EpiPen.
Exactly. Write EpiPen in a Sharpie.
The sky's the limit.
They jab yourself. You guys, we are ruining somebody right now.
Yeah.
Like, we're starring
free tips.
People.
Yeah, free tips. Y'all feel free to use them and tag us on it.
Oh, my God. I'm dead. Okay.
You know, parenting tips.
One last thing before we let you go. What if somebody was to go to your account and find one must-have recipe, what would it be? Ooh. There's so many on there, so that's probably a hard question.
She's really thinking about it, y'all. You can't see her, but we can, and I mean,
it's really a put her on the spot question.
Yeah,
we probably should have let her think about.
You did ask if we needed you to prepare anything. And we said,
okay,
no.
Okay, I've got it.
All right, what?
Because it's kind of like twofold. People think they don't like Brussels sprouts.
I love them,
but a lot of people don't. Or, you know, kids or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
My Brussels sprouts, that, because it'll turn a hater into a lover. It'll make you put Brussels sprouts on the top of your, you know, even over potatoes. I don't care.
Wow. So, okay, that's a big claim.
I better put a new video out.
Brussels sprouts!
They smell like a fart, though. Like, so bad.
Wait. Oh, my gosh, but they will make you fart. Oh, my gosh, my husband. Hates when I eat them because like I can't stop. Like for me, I'll keep eating them because they're so freaking good. Oh my gosh, I have no idea.
They are good.
So good. Okay, and then it's like, oh gosh.
I make a Brussels sprout in the air fryer, and then I make like this lemon mustard aioli thing for them. They're literally so good. And one day I made, it was probably a 2-pound bag of Brussels sprouts. And when I tell you I ate most of that, I was in agony. I wanted to die. I felt like my insides were being
bubbling bad.
The amount of like bad gas. I mean, I looked 9 months pregnant and couldn't suck it in. Like I felt so terrible, but they were so good. I love Brussels sprouts. They're so underrated.
They are so good.
So good. And in the air fryer, you guys, 400 for 10 minutes, 400 10 minutes, spray them down with some oil. Oh my gosh, add a little honey. Shut up. Ooh. Oh my gosh.
Okay, well now I'm gonna make your Brussels sprout. Yes. I just bought Brussels sprouts, so I'm gonna make your recipe. I can't wait. She's fantasizing.
She's literally
on that note, you guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Lauren, for coming on. This was so much fun.
Yes.
Definitely like one of the longest interviews that we've ever had. So it was great.
It was so fun to catch up with you.
And I love you just as much as Wendy said I would.
I told her that she was going to love you and you're just how I remember. And I haven't like seen your face talking to you in God, 15 years. So it was fun.
Okay. So share your handles on here so everybody knows where to find you.
Okay, so we talked about TikTok. I'm just Cook Like a Mother on TikTok, but then I'm _ cook like a mother on Instagram.
Somebody had it? Somebody had cook like a mother on Instagram?
Yeah. Yeah, and she couldn't tell it to me, whatever.
That well, we have beef with her. Hey, we have beef. Look, when you're mad at bitch. When you're mad at people, you're like, I got some beef with you because you're like, there's so many good food puns for you. Oh my god, I'll be your pun coach.
Perfect.
All right, please. I need help.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and Spotify. You can always text or call into the hotline with questions, advice, or am I the asshole scenarios. The phone number for that is 919-867-6776. And leave us some words of affirmation everywhere because we need it. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
I'm scared what you'll think. So I let you think I'm perfect. Yeah, let you think it. Fake smiling cause it's working. Whoa. Cover up my problems. You know I got them. Let you think I'm perfect. Ooh. Let you think I'm perfect. Ah. Fake smiling cause it's working.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.